Male strippers of Reddit, what are your most insane stories about bachelorette parties or other gigs? I worked as a male entertainer for about a year. The craziest thing I ever did was probably when I performed for a local farmer whose daughter was getting married soon. She had me and two colleagues carry around a small pig each, while we were all in just underwear, while her and her friends kissed and caressed the pigs. It was a very weird experience. We spent 2/3 of the night looking after small farm animals in barely any clothing. I'm a little too buzzed to write out something new, but I'll cut and paste something I stuck on Reddit about a year ago. When I was young and stupid, I was an adult entertainer. We often would get a buzz before dancing to relate to guests and because it was enjoyable. For guys, the chemical of choice tends to be GHB or G. It allows you to dance, enjoy yourself, express your sensuality and sexuality without inhibition. All this leads to more money. The one thing you can't do is mix G with alcohol. Big no-no, that can lead to very dangerous situations. One night I had two regulars come in. Big money spenders. I sat down with the girls and they offered me champagne, so I thought, one tiny flute, what could go wrong? Next thing I know, I'm in the locker room. Head leaning against the locker, almost unable to stand. Duck. I hear Rich the DJ calling my name to head to one of the satellite stages. I'm completely itty. The owner is in the house. And I get a brilliant idea. I don't have the physical dexterity to strip in this state. So I will take off all my clothing in the locker room and just walk through the crowd. So I did. All eyes were on me. Confused. My friends knew I was ducked up. So they thought it was hilarious. I made it to the stage. Navigated the flashing colored steps and got up in position. Wobbly legged and disoriented, I figured the best dance I could give to the 10-12 women was leaning against the mirror, swaying, not falling. That didn't hold up. I slid to the floor just as the manager P, with one of my buddies, managed to escort, carry me off the stage and back to the locker area. TLDR, screwed up royally in a show bar and got naked. I'm not a male stripper. But during my friend's bachelorette party, the male stripper was surprised that none of us wanted to duck him. Apparently that's a common thing that happens. A friend of mine got pregnant when she was 15. I was 16. She was forced to marry the guy who got her pregnant. So we threw a bachelorette party and ordered a stripper. The guy came. Never asked our ages. Then proceeded to dance around in his gold banana hammock and eventually fondled and dry humped every last one of our 15-16-year-old bodies. Sounds like an outline for a trashy chicklid story. But nope. It was fun. No regrets. This is the story you're looking for. I'm a nursing student and my instructor told me of a patient she had who came in with a UTI. He was a male stripper. And his thing was to cath himself and fill his bladder with wine. Then urinates it into the women's glasses. In college, my friend's mom hired me and my friends to be the entertainment at her friend co-worker's birthday. Friend's mom was like 50 and co-worker was turning 30. I wasn't a stripper. I didn't even dance. But my friends and I made Itty Parker videos and she said something like, just do something like that to wow people. And since I was broke and she gave me $300, I showed up figuring I'd wing it. But everyone was already trashed when I got there and all these older women were hitting on me pretty heavily. Friend's mom kept encouraging me to lose the shirt and since I really didn't know what the duck to do to entertain them, I lost the shirt and took shots and did some horrific interpretation of a Magic Mike dance for the mother of a friend I've known since I was 14. I still can't tell if I'll love or hate that memory. Throw away account just in case. Not a professional stripper but was requested to be one at a friend's bachelorette party by my former roommate's friend acquaintance of mine who has a few female friends that think I'm hot. It was hosted in a Red Roof Inn. I know, classy, right? Anyways, the girl getting married and her friends are already a bit tipsy and yelled at me to strip for them. Music playing and I'm dancing and taking off my clothes and then the bride-to-be rips my boxers down and just starts kissing my D. I kept trying to push her off but she kept brushing my hands off and honestly I wasn't really trying to get her off me because it felt good and I was a bit tipsy myself. So then the kissing obviously makes me go into salute mode and she starts sucking on it and by then I stopped dancing and was enjoying it. The girls were laughing and just randomly yelling, telling me to basically beat the guts up in front of them like we're in a porno. I basically pussied out because I didn't feel right doing that and apologized about it. I left the motel and drove home and rubbed one out. I never spoke to the bride or seen her again after that night, but I know she married the guy according to her Facebook. I once danced at an event where many of the women would be. So, in addition to my stripping for them, they were stripping for one another. A whole bunch of them started getting horny and started kissing and fondling each other. Full stop. Yeah. In addition to my stripping, it was almost a woman on woman on woman liver six show. So, not a bad night. Throwaway for obvious reasons. I worked in a gay club. However, girls would always come in. Especially during the summer, since that was bachelorette party season. Our club had very specific rules about talking to women, since majority of the dancers are straight. Well, $20 is $20. It was a slow Sunday night in June. I had only been working there for a couple months. This big group of girls come in and just start tipping a bunch. They said they all wanted to get lap dances at the club. We are not allowed to give lap dances to girls. Too many guys got caught slipping a finger in or something. I told them that I couldn't do it here, but I was available after my shift. Turns out, they rented a suite at a hotel near the club and gave me their number to go to a private show when I was off. I show up to the hotel room and start doing the lap dance thing. It got all hot, like one of those dancing bear videos. I ended up banging the maid of honor in front of everyone. That was pretty cool. But then I banged the bride in front of everyone. She wasn't even attractive. I just did it to cross it off the list. To make matters even better, they were sisters. Oh, and they paid me $300 for the private show. Edit. Oh. And the worst thing about it was the bride found me on Facebook 2 weeks after she got married. She sent them a message thanking me for doing the show and she wishes she was more sober to remember. But we can always do it again soon. No thanks. I'm too tired to make something up. But it definitely happened. Not a male stripper. Well, at least not one that strips for money or pleasure. When I was 18, I went to a pizza party. While we were waiting for the pizza to show up, this random guy showed up. I started talking to him. Seemed like a nice guy. When the pizza shows up, this guy takes off his clothes and starts dancing. He was wearing a black G-string and a bunny tail and bunny ears. All the guys flipped out and left. I wasn't about to let his big ol' flopping belly zane get in the way of pizza. So I stayed and ate pizza. I had a slice of veggie and a slice pepperoni pizza. It was pretty good actually. From a mom and pop type place. Good amount of sauce and cheese. It was actually a really good pizza now that I think about it. There are a lot of ducked up people out there. Blows my mind that anyone would duck some stripper right before they are supposed to make the commitment of a lifetime to someone else. Jaded. For these gigs, it's normal to get aroused. The one lady I was dancing for, the bachelorette, started sucking my D. This isn't unusual. Her friend though pulls her off, and before I know it, her friend lands her asshole onto my D. I start ducking. All is correct with the universe. And dart, it happens. She farts directly into my D shaft. The pain in my bladder was so intense I threw up and shat at the same time. The very drunk girls at the party began beating me, calling me a sicko. Thankfully, one of the more sober ones called an ambulance. I was on antibiotics for 3 weeks. Never again. Not a stripper, but my aunt got remarried about 13 years ago, but the memory everyone in my family will never forget is the stripper. He was a midget male stripper. He was very, very short but had muscles and abs for days. He would do backflips off tables, climb walls with his ass, and could dance to any song that played. The best part was when my very shy mom was alone in the corner and he ran up to her and did a handstand while shaking his ass in her face. He must have made a truckload of money that night. All the girls loved him and he was so nice. Call me old-fashioned or controlling, but I'd genuinely feel uncomfortable if my fiancé decided to hire a bunch of male entertainers for her bachelorette party. How did this last night of freedom mentality even become a thing? It's not a matter of trust or anything. It just feels wrong for swooning over strippers to be the time of your life before you get married. Why would the ideal time of your life primarily involve a sexually indulging in male-female entertainers? I am a woman. went to a male review for my cousin's 21st birthday party. What struck me most was that there was little to no restrictions on the behavior of the women in attendance. I briefly worked as a bartender at a go-go bar, lady dancers, and the owner and bouncers were extremely vigilant about the male customers being aggressive or threatening. Without the physical threat being a factor, the women customers at the male review were extremely handsy, shall we say. After the show, it sort of turned into a Roman orgy. Some highlights. After the show, the male dancers offered massages to the ladies for extra cash. Of course, I was on the couch, sort of awkwardly squished between one of our party members dry humping one of the dancers and another party member extremely relaxed, sitting on the floor and moaning, while a dancer massaged the hell out of her shoulders. Another of our party members ended up having sex with a dancer in a bathroom stall. One of our party members somehow, some way, and I have no idea how, ended up misplacing her underwear, and she was wearing a short skirt. One of the dancers was pulling her up on stage, because after the show the dancers pulled a lot of ladies on stage, and she drunkenly slipped and fell on her butt with her legs splayed, underwearless. I think the weirdest time was when I saw my mom at a bachelorette party. I showed up at some house in the middle of nowhere and found two blonde women, a hot brunette, a fat brunette, and my red-headed mom. When I saw her, of course I wanted to just leave without doing anything for the party, but she insisted I stay. I decided to do my routine and I thought I was nailing it until my mom started telling me things like "be gentle, Jakey." Eventually the bride-to-be was kidnapped by her fiancé registered sign's cousin and the fat girl was blamed. I'm not a male stripper, but former male stripper. I worked for a club, but sometimes they would send us out for parties and such. I got sent out for a bachelorette party and found out the women were a bunch of racists. I'm black. They wanted a different stripper to come. After they had been trying to contact the strip club, one decided it could work out and try to do a slave theme with me instead. Duck that it. Fortunately for me, the others weren't down for the idea. I called and got someone to trade out with me. That was just a really uncomfortable situation. I lost count of how many times I was referred to as that NRVNR, racist itches. I decided to go through an experimental flash dance period to see if I came up with something new for my ice dancing. The closest gay strip club was 100 miles away. I guess the more memorable times were when newbies got drunk. One guy fell off the stage and broke his leg. He showed up the next weekend in a cast and a G-string and danced. Another guy was trying to strip to get through beauty college, but he drank. This club was like something straight out of a John Waters film. One night he was drunk, chased me down and said, "I'm doing a private lap dance and this guy keeps grabbing my D." I told him to keep the money but stop the private. It was an interesting experience. Many of the dancers were also escorts. Lots were on coke. I feel like this whole thread belongs on Arthathapand. Do people actually get ducked and sucked D at bachelorette parties? Jesus. In the same room. Just search dancing bear on Zvidius. Enjoy the visual. Till a lot of male strippers use Reddit. I'm straight, but lived with worked for two older gay dudes and they took me to Fort Lauderdale for a week. There's a gay strip club there that was having an amateur strip competition at this place called Boardwalk. I was drunk enough that I said duck it. I went into the bathroom and wrapped my boxers into a thong situation, then got on stage. I had long hair and kind of a beard at that point, and being from Lancaster, PA, told everyone that I was Amish on Rumspringer and that my friends had saved me from the Amish. I danced my ass off and won second place. The creepy part was when the photographer took me in the back for victory photos that included me holding my ID up in one. I look very young. That didn't bother me, until he was like, "Play with it and get it hard." I noped out of the back, but won $50 of free drinks, so we stayed a while longer. I can only imagine how many creepy pictures that dude has, and also realizing I have mostly nude photos on some stranger's hard drive. Duck it. Free drinks.